welcome to all who have joined us today. We're so happy that you're with us, and we're going to have a great time together. Praise the Lord, and we welcome what God has for us.
Amen.
We welcome His Spirit in the midst. We know that He is here. Jesus said when we gather together in His name, He would be here, and He is tonight in the presence and power of His Spirit, and we can open our hearts wide to Him, and I know that's what we're here to do. So praise the Lord. Let's open these camp songbooks to number 75. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Number 75. Let's pray it together. As we get underway this evening, I'd just like to bring you greetings from my father. As you know, I'm sure you know, he greatly misses being here. We had the 60th anniversary celebration this past week, and he really wanted to be here badly, and we wanted him here.
Amen.
He is one of six, three relatively young married couples who came up here in 1946, scouting out the place. I guess to many of you, they would seem very young. They were like 30 or so. Anyway, scouting out the area, looking for a place. And he's the only one of the six that's still alive. And I know he wanted to be here because he's been active in the work here right from the beginning. And he was unable to make it. But Brother Gardner and his wife, and Brother Saylor and his wife, and my father and mother were the ones who came up and found this place. And thank God we were able to purchase it and have enjoyed this property and all that God has done for us here, blessed us in so many ways over these 60 years. And what can I say, but it's been a very special, that would be the way I put it, but I'm kind of low-key. You could use any one of your adjectives, awesome, I hear you using, and stupendous, or fabulous, or splendid, or wonderful, or glorious, and all of those would fit. At least that was my experience. I think some of you, quite a few of you were here, and you enjoyed your time. But now we've come to these last days of the season. It's hard to believe that the season 2006 is drawing to a close. On Monday it will all be over. But how we thank God. My heart is so grateful for all the things that I know about, and I know that there are many more things that I don't know about. All the things that God has done throughout this season, supplying needs and meeting those who have looked to Him. And we believe He brings the people to these grounds, those that He wants to bless. He brings them here, and we trust that He has done that throughout this season, and we've seen Him move in such wonderful ways. And well, before we go any farther, let's pray for Dad. I know that we all miss him. He's been here now quite a number of years on Labor Day, and we'll miss him this time. And the Lord is with him. And I can just, many of you ask me how he's doing. He's in the hospital. He's rather weak, but he has been about the same now. And that's good, because he was uncomfortable prior to this. And he's been about the same, resting comfortably. And I had the privilege of slipping down there yesterday evening to visit him. We had a lovely visit. I told him about the celebration, and he was so happy to hear about it, and he sent his greetings to everyone. But let's pray for him as we begin. Lord, we just want to ask your rich blessing on my father tonight. Surely he is with us in spirit. He knows that we're gathering and starting this Labor Day retreat. And we just pray that, although we're sure he's wishing he could be here, that you'll just visit him in such a great way. Let your presence be so real to him. Let him know that you are overshadowing him with your love and undergirding him with your power. Those mighty arms, those everlasting arms, we thank you that the eternal God is his refuge, and Jesus is so real to him now. We just pray that, Lord Jesus, you will lay your hand upon him to strengthen him in his body and to meet him in his soul and spirit. Speak your word to his heart. In the depths of his heart, we pray that you'll send your word, that healing word, that quickening word, that strengthening, nourishing word, we pray, and meet him in a very special way as we look to you together for him this evening. And we thank you, Lord, that you hear us and you meet him right there. Hallelujah. We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, it has been a wonderful time, and it will be a great time together as we open our hearts to Jesus You know, Brother Graber quoted from the 62nd Psalm the other day when he was preaching, and he said, one of my favorite verses for going to church is, my expectation is from Him. I'm looking to Him, not to anyone, but to Him. My expectation is from Him, and my soul waits upon Him and looks to Him and expects from Him. I was thinking about that psalm this morning as I was driving up the road to get here, and I was singing that. I told you, oh, worship the King, all glorious above, and gratefully sing His power and His love. And one of the verses at the end of that psalm speaks about both those things. God has spoken once, remember the psalmist says, and he says, twice I've heard this. He says that power belongs to God. But also, remember what it says? Unto Thee, O Lord, belongs mercy. And in some of your translations it says, steadfast love. And so, our God is here tonight, and our expectation is from our gracious God and our wonderful Savior, who is of power to meet every need. He sees your heart. He knows why you came, why He brought you here, and what He wants to do for you. And we're so thankful for that tonight. And let's start right from the beginning, looking to Jesus. Opening wide to Him. One of the sermons during the anniversary celebration had to do with heaven opening. And we have felt that way. Brother Graber spoke about seeking the Lord too one night. I tell you, that was an outstanding evening for us all, because he said, if you seek the Lord, you find Him. And, he said that among many other things, wonderful things about seeking God. Wish you could have heard that. Encouragement to seek the Lord. But then people just stayed. We didn't push it. Did we push it? They just were held in the Lord's presence. They took a little time to seek the Lord. And at the end of, I don't know, it's close to an hour, I just felt impressed to come back to the pulpit and say, because I guess the Lord dropped it into my heart, that we had just seen right there that night an example of the text being fulfilled. We just took a little time to seek the Lord, and heaven came down. We were held in the presence of God as He ministered to us. It was just such a marvelous experience for us to see just the word that had been brought to us fulfilled right then and there. It was great. It was just God is so wonderful.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And if we seek Him, we find Him. And so we can expect from our great God,
amen,
our wonderful Savior. We're so glad to be here in His presence. And whatever your need may be, you can just bring it to Him. Whatever it is, there's nothing. We talked about His ability this morning, His power. And in a couple places in God's Word, that question is posed, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Just recently, I was driving a lady to church, one of the ladies in our church. She said, not that particular one, but someone referred to a rhetorical question. Brother Eddie, what's a rhetorical question? And I guess that's one. You got to supply the answer. But we know the answer. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? You have it in Jeremiah, also have it in Genesis, and it's absolutely nothing. Our God is able. And He has, in His infinite love and great grace, opened heaven above us in these days, and we sense that tonight too. And there's a little song in our book, but it says there's an open heaven tonight, and Grace was playing it before, and that's what brought Brother Graber's sermon to mind. But there's an open heaven tonight with Jesus up there and the Comforter here. 81. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is written by the longtime music director of Charles Fuller's old-fashioned revival hour, since we're talking some history. You remember, many of you old-timers remember that broadcast. Came live over ABC every Sunday from California, an hour. It's called the old-fashioned revival hour. And they had inspiring music. And it was directed by this gentleman, Leland Green, for many years. And he wrote this song for us. And if we're not familiar with it, that's okay. We'll sing it anyway. There's an open heaven tonight. There's an open heaven tonight, with Jesus up there and the Comforter here. There's an open heaven tonight. There's an open heaven tonight. There's an open heaven tonight, with Jesus up there and the Comforter here. There's an open heaven tonight. There's a sacred and blessed retreat that is known to the Savior and sinner who meet alone. And this spot is available all of the time to the soul that is seeking His will. There's an open heaven tonight. There's an open heaven tonight, with Jesus up there and the Comforter here. There's an open heaven tonight. Ah, soul, are you wondering what next to no matter what may